Track 12, and our feature article this week appeared in last week's paper and was written by Alison Eden in her To The Point column. It's entitled, In Honour of the Phone Book. Royal Mail have delivered the latest and last edition of the phone book this week. I shall, as its cover recommends, hold on to it forever. So few people consent for their landlines to be listed that the residential phone numbers for the whole of Southeast Devon cover not even 60 pages, from somebody curiously called just AA in Brookfield Drive, Tynmouth, to Monsieur Zygmunt in Torquay. I'm in it, and I'm glad to make the final edition. From abattoirs to zoological gardens, the printed classified index, now that I know it has thumped its last on my doorstep, seems magical and fascinating. Speaking of magic, I look to see if Devon has any exorcists and find only estate agents. Why? Why is it only when something is about to be lost forever that it seems so precious? Speaking of youth, I look for cosmetic surgery and find just control panel manufacturers. Fleetingly, I wonder if they make hold-me-in knickers. Next time I need the international phone code for, say, Germany, I can just Google it and get the answer straight away, or I can ask Siri and have a robot give me the answer. This is, in business terms, called a lean process. No wasteful meandering about for the information, no lost seconds flicking through paper pages to get to the answer and getting sidetracked via Ecuador and Fiji. But oh, the romance that simply looking down a list of countries on a page can bring. The wistful holiday thoughts of Cuba, the lure of the Côte d'Ivoire, the embarrassment of having no clue where Diego Garcia might be, and realising that I always thought it was a footballer and not a place. The internet may bring more information to our fingertips than we could ever have dreamt of last century, but going straight to an answer cuts out all that accidental knowledge and exposure to inspiration that taking time thumbing through a directory to find an answer can bring. Do you remember, once upon a time, ripping up directories was a test of strength. According to the Guinness Book of Records, the most telephone directories torn by a woman in a minute is 5, and was achieved by Lindsay Lindberg in Texas, the USA, on the 16th of November, as recently as 2014. Edwin Charon, also in the USA, ripped from top to bottom 56 telephone directories, each with 1,006 numbered pages, in 3 minutes on the 14th of September 2006. The motivation to be a record breaker has certainly led to some bizarre activities. If you've got time to waste, go to the Guinness World Record website and search ping pong balls. You won't believe it, but there are 398 results. So, in closing, the end of an era. Here is a poem by Wendy Cope, written in 1986, when phone books were huge and drunk calling crushes involved the turning of pages in the hope that they weren't ex-directory. Going Too Far is the name of the poem. Cuddling the new telephone directory after I found your name in it was going too far. It's a safe bet you're not hugging a phone book, wherever you are. Thanks for that thought, Alison.